Well, good morning to everyone. During the Christmas season, we celebrate the birth of Jesus. In the Gospel of Matthew and Luke specifically, there are many familiar stories leading up to the birth of Jesus. But after the birth of Jesus, it is interesting that we have very little in Scripture describing his life as a child. But in Luke chapter 2, verses 41 through 52, we have the story of Jesus as a 12-year-old boy at the temple in Jerusalem. You may remember the story. Jesus, his parents, and other family members traveled to Jerusalem for the Passover festival. After Jesus and the family went back to their hometown of Nazareth, it says this in verse 52, quote, "And Jesus grew in wisdom and stature, and in favor with God and man." I find this description of a young Jesus to be very interesting. Jesus grew. Jesus grew. As a growing boy, Jesus did not grow in physical stature only. He grew in wisdom. Now, we could have long discussions and or debates regarding when and how Jesus became self-aware, if you will, self-aware that he was the Son of God. But the scripture that we just read plainly said that he grew in wisdom, which indicates that he learned and therefore did not have all knowledge in the early years of his physical life. I think that's very significant for us to remember as Christians. Because if Jesus had to grow in wisdom, which includes knowledge, is it not logical that we as his followers should be continuing to grow in wisdom and knowledge of Jesus? The Apostle Paul and Peter certainly thought so. Let me read a couple of examples. In Colossians chapter 1, verses 9 through 10, Paul wrote this, quote, "We continually ask God to fill you with the knowledge of his will through all the wisdom and understanding that the Spirit gives, so that you may live a life worthy of the Lord and please him in every way, bearing fruit in every good work, growing in the knowledge of God." In 2 Peter 3:18, the Apostle Peter said this, "But grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To him be glory now and forever. Amen." Friends, I want to encourage us all in the coming new year of 2023 to commit ourselves into growing in the knowledge of Jesus Christ. If you make New Year's resolutions, perhaps you could make one to read the Gospels more often to enable you to grow in the knowledge of Jesus. For one thing is for sure, the more we know about Jesus, the happier and more content we will become. Amen.